If you're in the market for a new or used car, you better hold on to that handle thingy above the passenger window. It's bumpy out there. The nation's largest online used car retailer, Carvana, based here in Arizona, has seen its shares fall nearly 90% since November, and it recently laid off thousands of employees. There haven't been enough new cars to meet demand, and that's been wreaking havoc on the car market for a while now. Michelle Krebs is executive analyst at Cox Automotive. Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
And why don't we start with Carvana? The stock has plummeted. There have been layoffs. What's wrong?
I'm not a financial analyst, but I will say that Carvana has been on a big growth route, and it's been very successful. But it's hit this confluence of factors in the market that is hampering it right now. The used car market is really hot, and it's costing companies like Carvana that sell used cars a lot to acquire them. And there's tremendous competition for used vehicles.
Oh, interesting. You know, I was surprised to hear this news because I've been hearing about all this pent-up demand for cars. As you say, used car prices have gone up so much, you'd think this would be a good time for business.
Well, it is, except there's such a competition for used vehicles because a lot of people are frozen out of the new car market. One, because of high prices, they just can't afford them. And also, there's really low inventory because of the chip shortage and COVID lockdowns in China. It has really hampered production for the automakers. So a lot of people are turning to the used car market for a vehicle. So there are more people that are looking for used vehicles. The other thing that happened is rental car companies can't buy cars from the new car producers, so they are turning to the used car market for their rental car fleets. So there's a lot of competition to buy used vehicles.
Why not? Because they don't have the cars, or they're just too much money?
They've got so much retail demand that automakers are focused on the retail customer. And so they aren't selling to commercial fleets as much, and they aren't selling to daily rental car companies as much because that's not as profitable a business.
Is this just about Carvana, or do you think possibly the idea of buying a used car online is still a little bit ahead of its time?
Oh, I don't think so. This isn't unique to Carvana, although they are the big guy and they have been expanding the fastest. No, I think that online buying is here to stay. We know from our surveys that consumers of both new and used cars want to do more, if not all, of the buying process online. We've seen a great increase of that since COVID. So that's not going away. It's just a matter of where these companies get the cars, the kind of competition they face, and the prices they are paying, and then what they can get for those cars when they sell them to consumers.
All right, let's take a moment to talk about inflation. How much higher can prices for used cars realistically go?
Well, I think that we're starting to see price increase growth slow. Our data shows that the typical asking price for a used vehicle is around $28,000 now. That was hit a record in December, and we're about at that point. But we do anticipate that should come down a bit. But prices are still going to be high for used cars and new cars.
We've talked about rising interest rates putting a crimp on the demand for housing. Is it doing the same for cars?
Not yet, but it certainly will. You know, cars are something you just have to have, so you have to just bite the bullet. But we are seeing auto loan rates go up, and of course that adds to the monthly payment, and that may cause some people to just stay away from buying a new or used vehicle.
Well, one of the big problems has been the supply chain issues that have caused headaches not only in the automotive industry, but across the economy. There's also this chip shortage that is affecting the auto industry. Have you seen any signs that those are starting to ease at all?
Well, we haven't seen it in the numbers of vehicle inventory for new cars. That's still just stuck in low gear. And we're getting mixed signals from executives at various companies. This week, Volkswagen CEO said that he thought that they are seeing improvement. But then I saw a quote from Intel CEO saying, we're only halfway through this chip shortage. And then we can never predict things like the COVID lockdowns in China, which are stalling some parts as well.
In the meantime, I don't envy anyone who's trying to buy a car in this market. What do you suggest people do?
Well, I don't envy them either. I think they need to think about, do they really need a car? I mean, some people absolutely do. They've had an accident or the car has just died. They have to shop more than they ever did before. They have to expand their geographic search, check a dealer farther away. They may not be able to get exactly what they want. They've got to be really flexible in terms of the brand they buy, the features they have on that. It's just, it takes patience, persistence, and flexibility.
Is it as tough to find a new car as it is a used car?
Used car is actually easier. The supply of used cars is actually better than that of new. So that may be an option for people who are looking for a new car.
But they're not cheap. Michelle Krebs, Executive Analyst at Cox Automotive. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you.